So today we want to learn something about the anointing.
So
I'm going to teach you about the anointing within. You see, often when we speak of the anointing, we know of the anointing that comes upon an individual. That Jesus said, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and to the ends of the earth. And this is Acts 1 verse
8.
But before he left, he told them, behold, I send you the promise of the Father. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from
above.
And we know Acts 10:38 says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. And he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed. First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 4 says, say there are diversities of gifts but the same spirit. There are differences of ministries but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. It is the same God who works all in all. And we are told that the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So whenever we speak of the anointing upon, we always speak of the application of oil on a person. And this oil will be symbolic of the consecration.
Right at the beginning, symbolic.
Is symbolic
Ramsey.
Of the consecration and being set apart. Being set apart, being declared holy.
Amen.
So when someone is consecrated, this person becomes belonging to God.
So
when someone was anointed in the Bible, it was for a specific function. It was either to be a king, or a prophet, or even a leader, but also, when we look at the New Testament, we see that there is a working of the Holy Spirit that speaks about the anointing within the believer. And so I want to give you a definition of the anointing within. It refers to the inward working of the Holy Spirit abiding in the believer that works through his teaching and the obedience of the believer that results in the spiritual and character formation, resulting in the spiritual and character formation, making a believer mature. And when we say that you're mature, that means you are made more like Christ. And this is different from what we call the gifts of the Holy Spirit. That means that there is an anointing that is within you. And this anointing refers to the Holy Spirit within you. When Jesus was going, he spoke to his disciples and said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. This is John 14:15-18. Verse 17 says, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, because he dwells with you and will be in you. He says, I will not leave you as orphans. So now, when Jesus was speaking of the Holy Spirit coming to live inside the believer, he's not speaking of the Holy Spirit coming upon. He's speaking of the indwelling Spirit within the believer. John chapter 7, verse 37. On the last day and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood up in a loud voice and said, if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. And he says, he who believes in me, as the scripture says, out of his heart, or out of his belly, shall flow rivers of living water. And this he spoke concerning the Holy Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So he's speaking of a river coming out from your inner belly. And this river springs up to eternal life. That means that there is an indwelling anointing that comes from within you. This is not coming upon you, but this is coming and bubbling from inside you. Whenever we speak of the anointing upon, we speak of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We speak of the prophets. We speak of the apostles. We speak of word of wisdom. We speak of word of knowledge. We speak of gifts of healing. We speak of evangelism. These are things that people see. But there is still the working of the Holy Spirit that is inside the
people.
That from that inner belly, based on your hunger, springs of living water shall flow out from within you. So this is not coming from above, but it is you see, we always ask ourselves, when someone is born again, they are born of the water and of the Spirit. And yet you find that this person has not yet received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
The baptism of the Spirit.
And And this person does not have the evidence of speaking in tongues.
Was all their mind is bad, but it cannot be answered.
But you see, this person is still having the Holy Spirit within them. So he has the Holy Spirit within them. And this is the anointing that comes to every believer when they receive Jesus.
And
this is the anointing that is within you. Of the Holy Spirit dwelling in you.
Dwelling
with you.
Who can do work?
And you see, for the disciples, before Jesus left, we always think that the Holy Spirit came to the disciples on the day of Pentecost. But I want to show you another verse, John 20. John 20, verse 21. The Bible says, so Jesus said to them again, peace to you.
Salam leko.
As the Father has sent me, I also send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. So, did the Holy Spirit come on the day of Pentecost? Or did it come when Jesus breathed on them and told them to receive the Holy Spirit? So that is why I want you to understand that the disciples had to receive the breathing of the Holy Spirit. And this was the Holy Spirit coming within them. This is the point where they became born again. But Jesus told them, do not leave Jerusalem first. And he told them, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Until you receive now the anointing upon. So you have the anointing that came on them when they were breathing the Holy Spirit.
So
and they became new creation. They became born again. But then they had to wait in Jerusalem. So the anointing within comes to now start to teach you. And that's why Jesus said, I have much to tell you. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he shall guide you into all truth. So this Spirit of truth comes to live inside you,
who has to work,
and he guides you into all truth.
Will be put it at the hack.
And now,
what has
based on your obedience,
as a three bit out,
based on your submission to the Holy Spirit, as you listen to His voice, then He starts to grow that anointing within you. So, let us look at some of the differences between the anointing upon and the anointing within. The anointing upon is a gift from God. But the anointing within is a product of your yieldedness to the Spirit of God within you. Is a product of your yieldedness to the Spirit of God within you.
Amen.
That means that you can find someone prophesying. Saul was prophesying.
Saul got a number.
Saul came to the company of the prophets.
Saul Jaffe, who don't be the Abia,
and he started to prophesy.
Who got a number?
And people said Saul has become one of the prophets.
What is that kind of
God was this man. He even gave him another hat. The Bible says, as Saul left, God gave him another hat. So he had every foundation of the anointing within.
Yani Saul ibo hasas bita mesa adua.
He had the anointing upon.
Wero mesa adua.
He was poured on oil. He became the king.
Kubulo zel hade utara mele.
He became courageous.
Wobika tala zon courageous.
He prophesied.
Wobade napa.
He was standing to another man.
Yani hokero le santa.
But his heart.
Lakini kwa metao.
Did not grow.
Marama.
In the anointing within.
He mesa adua.
And God said, ah. I regretted making Saul king. Because the anointing is an expensive thing. You're looking for it, but God will not waste it.
It is not a fetish and miss like a rabbi
witnesses.
And miss had a
baby. He said, you shall receive the anointing, the Holy Spirit, and you shall be my witnesses. Who is a witness? A witness is someone who stands before court.
The Zola
and
says
that Jesus is alive. And I am a witness. Amen.
Amen.
And for you to be a witness, the anointing within you must grow. As well as the anointing upon you.
The Mesa and Fog.
So the anointing upon you is a gift.
And Mesa and Fog, the Hadir.
But the anointing within you is based on your obedience to the Holy Spirit.
And Mesa and Fog, as a target of the Roman Kudus.
So many people will run after people with gifts.
So Nasketin, the Jared, and Nasa, you go Hadir.
But they forget to assess whether this person. The heart of Christ. In the anointing, in the character that he has.
Can anointing, can miss our outlook?
Does this person represent Christ?
Has a zone.
When someone meets you, have they met Christ?
Can someone matter? Has a zone that
how you speak to people? Do you speak to people as Christ? The anointing upon is a gift.
So I miss and fork their hadir.
And that is why you find somebody saying, I'm so gifted.
They are some of the
bank
zone.
They come and tell you your bank account balance.
Bank account again.
But then when you don't give them money, they will slap you.
Like I take a module on gurus bar.
You ask yourself.
It's a person.
But how can God work so powerfully in this person?
Give them the shaka the cook of his own.
But after he has prophesied or preached so powerfully, all he wants is your money. That means he got the gift. Gift is free. It's as the will of the Holy Spirit. But the anointing within is your obedience. That is the difference between people.
They are fake.
And God, when he was defeated with Saul, because God will not strive with man. He already concluded that in Genesis 6. He said, my spirit will not strive with man. Because his days, he is mortal. So when you refuse to obey God, he does not push with you. He just looks to your neighbor and asks him, I want to start revival with you. Are you ready? He doesn't even need to take away your gift. You can keep your office. You can continue being the pastor. You can continue having the church. He moves.
Like Oboro.
And he goes to a small church in an iron ship. And you wonder why are people going there? God Because God is not a respecter of persons.
Ja, maar Rabban ma bechter mensen.
He told Saul.
Hoe kennen de Saul?
Because you have rejected the Lord.
Ja, maar als je daarvoor, als je daarvoor de Lord
rejected you, als
waar ik hem aan afvoerde, Rabban.
And he said, I have found for myself.
Waar ga ik aan die hele neefse betaal?
A man after my own heart.
Saul waar ik hem betaal.
And he will do everything I ask.
That
is why he found David. Because David was growing in anointing. In fact, the anointing within had already killed lion and bear. The guy was worshipping in the wilderness. The guy was serving his father.
Yani Daud uzun botawad in
the least job of a shepherd, he did it.
Shovel with a khorfan, with a Harrison khorfan.
People are called for a party. He is not even invited.
Naskin and if he have to like no man would he not now
taking care of his father's sheep.
Anointing
within was already working on his
heart.
And when God was searching who to make king, he said, I found for myself. A man after my own heart. He will do everything I command him to do. Difference number two. The anointing upon
and Misa and folk
is gift or power based. But the anointing within is fruit based or righteous living based. That means that the anointing upon is power. You meet devils, you cast them out. But the anointing within,
like in a Mr. Adjuak,
is fruit based. That's why they said, you shall know them by their
fruits.
When you bring Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy,
farah,
peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. Without this, there is no law. So the anointing within,
so I miss our
comes from the fruit.
Jamitsimana.
The anointing upon
and makes that a difference
is given for the benefit of all the believers. It benefits all believers. But the anointing within,
like in a Misa and Joab,
is for your own benefit. So that you can go to heaven. Because it is your heart that God will judge. That's why he said, these people, they worship me, but their hearts are far away with me.
They are some of God. That's the power that I like in Kelba, but don't be it.
And he says, they worship me in vain. Because to them, it is an outward expression for people to see. The anointing within is for your benefit of the believer by character formation.
And Misa and Joab, they
is for the benefit of the believer by character formation. So the number four, the anointing upon rises for a specific function in the body of Christ. So when God raises an apostle, when God raises a pastor, when God raises an evangelist, it is for a specific function in the body of Christ. But the anointing within is the expression of the daily life. Primarily in the privacy of the individual, but evidenced in everyday interactions with persons. That means that the anointing upon is for a function in the body. But the anointing within is evidenced in your daily walk. The privacy of your life.
Amen.
I want to give you another difference. The anointing upon is ability based.
And Misa and Fog,
that means you say, I can do this.
Yes,
I can heal the sick.
And I'll be Yeshua, I am.
But the anointing within,
like in a mission of your work,
is relationship based.
Ode inaka pita.
Relationship.
Ode inaka.
Because the anointing upon asks the question, I can do this. But the anointing within,
like in a mission of your work,
asks the question, should it be done? Should I do it? Just because I can raise the dead, does it mean that God wants you to raise this dead person? That is the difference between the person who has the anointing upon and the person who has grown the anointing within. Many people operate based on what they can do. Just because you can apply to a job and you can get it does not mean that you can apply for that job. It's not a must that you apply for that job. Another difference, the anointing upon is often visible externally by men. But the anointing within is visible to God. Because God says, I alone judge the heart. The anointing upon, if not checked, it hurts people. It hurts people. But the anointing within builds people through
love.
You know, at times you might be asking God, what am I missing? I have done everything. I have prayed. I know I am anointed. I have the word. I have the gifts. But the question is, what have you done with the obedience to the anointing within you? Have you grown in the anointing within you? I want to tell you how to grow in the anointing within you.
And then I will give it a remember for Mr. and you are.
Number one is purity of heart. Or a heart after God. Jeremiah 17 verse 9 says, the heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doing. Matthew 5 verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew 15:8-9. These people draw me near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. Titus 1:15-16. To the pure, all things are pure. But to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. But even their mind and conscience are defiled. They claim to know God, but in their actions deny him. They are abominable, disobedient, and unqualified or disqualified for every good work. You see, when your heart is pure, all things are pure. Even if a girl walks with tight clothes, if your heart is pure, all things are pure. You will not be bothered. But even if she walks with a balloon, with buibui, nothing you can see. But if your heart is wicked,
then can get what I sure.
You will address her.
Amen.
To the pure, all things are pure.
Kurushi nedif.
It's the purity of the heart.
Then I never bit again.
Why God is using some people and not others? It's a place where he judges.
Then my
hand
alone at the heart.
He judges your thoughts. He judges your ideas. He judges what you think. When you look at Brother Emmanuel, what is in your heart? To the pure, all things are pure. When you see Sister Rose, what do you think?
Take a fake shame.
This girl is proud.
This
girl is going to get pregnant. She will never even have a baby. To the pure. All things are pure. That is why Paul was having a problem with the rich people, the Romans.
There are some bulls in the Mashak and the Nasa Romans.
To the Romans, he told them,
the Nasa Romans spoke along.
Where there was increase in wickedness,
the man and Pogo and Shah,
there was increase in grace.
Never get easy.
And some wicked people say, hey,
let us
increase in wickedness. Because grace will increase.
Never got it.
You see, the same message. To one understands that God is merciful. That no matter how much you have gone into sin, God can still bring you back. But
I understand,
oh, now I can go far.
Like
I can go far in sin.
And I gotta be in the
cat here. That person is not born again. So that
mama looks on here.
You can claim to be born again.
To make it be telling about looks on here.
You can even come in front and be born again.
Like it be taking down what you're born again.
John told us in 1 John 3.
Johanna Gola,
that anyone
in your eyes
that makes a practice of sinning,
in your kandao hajat beta fatini,
it is a practice, it's like practicals.
Yeah.
He goes to the gym to sin, that is practice.
Mariana, yeah.
is sinful and is of the devil.
Anyone
who practices righteousness.
Like an eye zone, I didn't feel big.
That is point number two. Practicing righteousness. How you can grow in the anointing with
you.
You practice righteousness or righteous living.
It can be each day.
That's what Ephesians 5:8 says.
The Ephesus comes to mind.
For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the Spirit in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them, for it is shameful even to speak those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is life. Therefore he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. 2 Timothy 3:1-7. But know this, that in the last days terrible times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, that is rascoy, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. That means people can act. They can act Christianese. You know, there's a language called Christianese.
Hallelujah.
But they are the ones taking bribes. They are the ones stealing from people. They are living in immorality. And they expect God to give the people under them. Your heart cannot handle them. Because you will break them. You've not grown within. You have the gift, yes. But it wasn't enough for Saul. It was not enough for Saul. This is the message we have heard from the beginning. 1 John 1:5. God is light. God is light, and in him is no darkness. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us and purifies us from all unrighteousness. I tell you, when you start to practice righteousness, you will not sin thinking that no one is watching you. You will not even sin in your heart because you think no one is watching. Because the spirit of man is the lamp of the law, is the candle of the law. That means that God is there in your spirit. And if you are conscious that God is with you, then you will fear sin. Even in your thoughts. And that's why Jesus said, if you look at a woman lustfully, you have committed adultery in your heart. He said that you are told to not commit murder, but if you are angry with your brother and your sister, in your heart, your kingdom.
Amen.
The heart.
Get
the heart.
Get
the heart.
Get the
heart. Number three, love for God and fellow man. You see, there are those that love the love of God. Holy, overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, He chases me and finds me by, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it. I don't deserve it. And then afterwards, they're watching pornography. And then they come in the choir. To the pure. All things are pure. If your interpretation of the love of God is that it allows you to live in sin, then that is not the love of God. You see, God has already shown His love. God demonstrated His love for us. That while we were yet sinners, He sent His Son to die for us. Romans 5:9. But God is looking for those who actually love Him.
Like Rabban Agati Fetis, the day that got to help.
Oh, people are saying Romans 8:28, all things work together for my good. But they forget it says for those who love God. And are called according to His purpose.
And
that means that when you love God, you accept what He has called you to do. And you're called according to that purpose. That is when you walk in the realm of all things working together for good. Do you love God? Do you think when Jesus was asking Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, why was he called Simon, son of Jonah? Because by that point, Jesus was saying he had backslidden. Because when he has revelation, he becomes Peter. But when he has backslidden, Simon, do you love me more than this? You love me more than this. 3 times he was asked because he denied Jesus. 3 times. Number 4. The Holy Spirit. He has surrendered, eh? Spirit-led living. When you are led by the Spirit of God. And I want to give you 2 verses here. 1 John 2:20. The Bible says you have an anointing from the Holy One and you know all things. Same chapter, 1 John 2:27. But the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you all things, and it is true and it is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in Him. Those who are led by the Spirit of God, Romans 8:14, are the sons of God. Now, if you go into Greek, you will find there are 3 words for sons of God. There is technon, the beloved of God. There is the bios, which is a baby. And then there is rios, which is the mature son of God. The Bible says those who are led by the Spirit of God are the mature sons of God. You want to grow in the anointing within, you must hear His voice. Now someone is here and they have never heard the voice of God. Number 5, how do you grow in the anointing within? By meditating on the Word of God. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Joshua 1:8, this book of the law, do not let it depart from your mouth, but meditate on it day and night, so that you will be careful to obey and do everything in it so that you can make your way prosperous and successful. I tell you, anything that Jesus spoke, he spoke the word. Now, when you're grown in the anointing within, you fill yourself with so much word that all your thoughts are just, you think in terms of the word of God. Your thoughts are guided by God. You make business decisions based on the word of God. Investments, how do you invest? You are guided by the word of God. Relationships, how do you choose someone to marry? You are not unequally yoked because you have foundations that are from the word of God. Blessed is the man, Psalms 1:1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on it he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the waters that yields its fruit in season. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows. The Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. When we cut your heart, what will fall out is the word of God. Not blood, the word. Because the Bible says, a good man brings out of the good that is stored up in his heart. A wicked man brings out of the wickedness that is in the heart, that is out of the abundance of the heart. The mouth speaks. So we know what is in your heart by what comes out of your mouth. If all you are talking about is buttocks and breasts and tight jeans and going to biceps, then we know all you meditate upon. That means in your quietness, when you are dreaming, when you are sleeping, where are the meditations of your heart? David says, search my heart, O God, and see my heart, and see if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Any man that wants to grow in the anointing within must be someone that has learnt the place of meditating by the word of God, such that the scriptures renew your mind. They change the way you think. Romans 12 verse 2. Not be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, but be renewed and be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that you shall be able to test and prove what is God's will, what is good, pleasing, and perfect will. You want to know the perfect will of God, you must renew your mind. And you renew your mind through the word of God. Two more points, then we close. Number six, we grow with the anointing within by submission. And submission is linked to humility. Submission to God, submission to leaders, and submission to one another in Christ. You will never be given your own if you're not faithful in another man's work. God does not use untested people. He calls unqualified people, but he qualifies them first before he sends them. People are saying, oh, I want to be a missionary. Are you ready? Are you ready for heartbreak? Are you ready to be slapped and still go back to the same marketplace and preach? Are you ready to die? Has God trusted you so much that when you face demons, you can chase them out? Have you grown in character? Have you grown in your prayer life? Have you grown in your study life? Do you need only to be announced for prayer and fasting for you to fast? You don't know that it is a discipline of your inner man. The heart. Submission. Bible says the king is God's servant. Submit to every ordinance under man. Some people don't want to submit to the youth leader. And they expect that in the future, when they'll have their own ministries, people will submit to them. What you sow is what you watch them. Because you think it is God. God blesses this man with his weaknesses. David, look, learn David. Watch David. David is anointed. He has the anointing. But he says, I cannot touch the Lord's anointing. He serves him. In fact, when he cuts that garment, the Bible says his heart smote him. That means his heart gave him a blow. Smiting is like being pierced. His heart smote him. It struck him. When was the last time you did something that people clap for you, but then your heart smites you? Why? Because God is telling you, you missed it. The Holy Spirit, the angel within you that guides you into all truth, do you listen to him? Do you know when he's sad with him? Do you know when he's asking you to pray? Someone says, I just felt something telling. That is the anointing within you. What is my last point when I run away? Number 7. Faith. And not just faith. Added faith. I want you to understand what I mean by added faith. 2 Peter 1 verse 5, it says, for this very reason also, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. Verse 8, for if these things are yours and abound, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted even to blindness and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his old sins. God is saying, you need faith. But beyond that faith, you need to add things to your faith. Add virtue. What is virtue? Good character, moral character. And to virtue, add faithfulness. Apart from faithfulness, add brotherly kindness. Add love. All these things. And if they are yours, and what is it? They are bound. That means you continue increasing in this. Then we shall be effective for every good work. Anyone that is lacking in this is short-sighted. In fact, even blind. Maybe someone today was asking, Lord, what am I missing? It's the anointing within. You have it, but you have to yield to it. You have to yield to the Holy Spirit within. Let us stand. Let God is praying.